This program was produced at and first aired on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, with support from New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, irirangi tamoto, MPR.
Hello, it's Denise from Crossroads Church in Palmerston North. Coming up is the Gift of Life Gospel Hour, brought to us by Neville Stevenson from Riverbend Church in Hawke's Bay. But before we get there, let's check out what's happening in the week ahead at Crossroads.
Our Crossroads youth meet fortnightly on Friday nights at 7:30pm. Hang out with their friends, learn about God, have fun, chill out and eat food and be encouraged. Check out our website, www.crossroads.co.nz, for more details.
Like to bag a bargain? Try the New Hope Op Shop, just next to Crossroads Church on Church Street. It opens Tuesday to Friday, 9am to 3pm.
Our Sunday service at 10am is an awesome opportunity to meet with other Christians, to worship our great God by singing, taking communion, praying together and listening to practical Bible teaching to encourage and inspire your faith for the week ahead. If you're not sure about Christianity or what this God thing is all about, then come along to the service and explore everyday life issues and what God says about them.
You're listening to The Gift of Life for You, a gospel program of music from the 70s, 80s, 90s, and today with Christian comment, interviews, Bible readings, and prayers. My name's Neville Stevenson. My privilege to host today's program. Do stay with me as together our hearts are encouraged and our thinking is challenged. That first song, a lovely song, I've been starting my programs with it each day. We come together. Each Sunday we're together in the last few weeks. Grace and peace. A lovely greeting, grace and peace, from the album Shadow of Your Wings, sung to us by Fernando Ortega. Our theme today is the theme of peace I leave with you. These are the words of Jesus Christ. This is something Jesus said. He said, peace I leave with you. And that comes from John chapter 14 and verse 27. And he says this, peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. Let me read it again. John 14 in verse 27, Jesus' words, peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. I have a quote from Jerry Bridges. He says this about peace in his book, The Practice of Godliness. He says, peace should be a hallmark of the godly person. First, because it's a godlike trait. God is called the God of peace several times in the New Testament. He took the initiative to establish peace with rebellious men and is the author of both personal peace as well as peace among men. Peace should be part of our character also because God has promised us His peace, because He has commanded us to let peace rule our lives and relationships, and because peace is the fruit of the Spirit and therefore an evidence of His working in our lives. A longer quote, but a lovely quote from Jerry Bridges about peace. Let me read it to you again. Peace should be the hallmark of the godly person, first because it is a godlike trait. God is called the God of peace several times in the New Testament. He took the initiative to establish peace with rebellious men, and He is the author of both personal peace as well as peace among men. Peace should be part of our character also because God has promised us His peace, because He has commanded us to let peace rule our lives, our relationships, and because peace is the fruit of the Spirit and therefore an evidence of His working in our lives. Coming up, we'll have a devotion on the subject of peace. Stay with us as we now go to two songs. Firstly, one from my album called Blended Worship, so I'm not sure who's singing this one, but the song is Beauty of Your Peace. And then the song Champion of Love from the album He Made a Change from the Amen Quartet from the Hawke's Bay.
Your voice has stilled the raging storms, the wind and waves bow down before your still small voice brings hope to all who wait on you, will wait for you to lead us to the place where you restore our souls and all our earthly strivings come to cease. Take from our souls the strain and stress, and let our ordered lives confess the beauty of your peace, the beauty of your peace. Bright skies will soon be yours.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? I want to introduce to you, in this corner of the good and the right, stands a champion robed in white. His height exceeds the heavens, his weight outweighs the world, his reach reaches everywhere, his age is evermore. And he is higher than the highest, greater than the great. No one will ever take his power away. This king who wore their crown, and they gladly watched their champion going down. Oh, but I will never count him out, for I'm a witness of the day he rose to retain the title champion of.
The gift of life is the gift that God gives us so we can really know him. Do you realize that God has created us with the capacity to know him? That's not just to know about him, but to really know him in a personal way. It's about being at peace with God. It's about coming to God and approaching him on his terms in the way he's provided for us. Now, most of us are separated from God by our own ideas about him, our own ways of trying to approach him. We want him to do for us without realizing that he's already done for us all we could ever need. Do you know what the core message of the Christian faith is all about? Do you know what it means to really know God? The Gift of Life website, that's www.giftoflife.org.nz. That's the place where you can go to find the answer to both of those questions. This site brings to us a clear diagram with a simple explanation of how we can really know God, and it's based on just one simple Bible verse. So when the program's over, you can go and have a look at it. It's on www.giftoflife.org.nz. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. is a lovely, lovely song. We, I think for years have known the chorus, but maybe some of you haven't realized just how lovely the verse is. So we'll listen to the verses and the chorus of Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus from the group Selah from their album Be Still, My Soul. Then from the soundtrack of the film Amazing Grace, the song It Is Well. And thirdly, then, Where He Leads Me comes from the album My Utmost for His Hire, sung to us by Twyla Paris.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory.
With my sight. The clouds be rolled back as a scroll. The trump shall resound, and the Lord shall descend. Even so, it is well with my soul. It is well,
it is well
with my soul.
With my soul,
it is well, it is well.
Listening to the Gift of Life Gospel Hour brought to you by Crossroads Church in Palmerston North. Stay with us as we go to a quick ad break.
If you enjoy this NPR podcast, please consider subscribing. Our podcasts are available on all major podcasting platforms, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify, as well as the accessmedia.nz app. Support this show and others like it by giving a donation. For more information, go to www.npr.nz/donate. If you're enjoying this podcast in Manawatu, you could make your very own, just like this one. NPR exists to help people like you tell your story or share your passion on air and online. Check out npr.nz for more information.
Welcome back to the Gift of Life Gospel Hour, brought to you by Crossroads Church in Palmerston North.
What is peace? Where can I find peace? Is peace something that can be real? There is, of course, much more to peace than just the absence of noise. But then, of course, it depends on what you think of noise. Let's say peace is more than the absence of sound, although at times that's the sort of peace we're looking for. The dictionary talks about international peace as the freedom or the cessation of war. It talks about natural peace as freedom from civil disaster or disorder. We use the term like breach of the peace and justice of the peace. Then it talks about quiet tranquility with the term, use of the terms like peace of mind and peace be with you. I was talking to my wife about peace and we thought of our childhood and the ways that peace was referred to in the home. Her grandmother used to say, "Hold your noise," when she felt that the younger ones were too loud. My mother loved the book of Proverbs in the Bible, 31 chapters, one for each day of the month. She read them a lot, and she seemed to have a proverb for nearly every occasion. With four boys around the house, she would often have a proverb, and then when she couldn't think of one, she'd make one up, like, "Blessed are the peacemakers, but thee dost love arow." But what of the Bible? What does the Bible have to say about peace? What about life circumstances? When things aren't quite working out the way we've expected them, what about peace of heart? What about peace of mind? The Bible talks about these things. Stay with me while we look at one or two Bible verses that I know will help us find peace. In the Old Testament, the prophet Isaiah was speaking of God, and he said this, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusts in thee." God will keep our minds in perfect peace when our minds are stayed on him, or steadfast towards him. That's where our trust needs to be. Where is your mind? Where is your trust? Today you must focus your trust on God. Jesus said some amazing things, and one of these statements was when he was speaking to his disciples about leaving them to go to the Father. He promised that the Holy Spirit would come and would teach them all things that he had made. And he said it in the statement in John 14 and 27. He said, and this is our key verse for today, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not be afraid." The Apostle Paul, writing about Jesus to the church in Ephesus, he said this, "For he, Jesus himself, is our peace. He has made the two become one and has destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility." John, in his Gospel, quoting Jesus' own words in John 16 and 33, says, "I, Jesus, have told you these things so that you might have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world." Today we must realize that Jesus is our peace. Two of the most important, most of the fundamental activities for any Christian or for anyone exploring the Christian faith, those things are prayer and Bible reading. I'm really encouraged that the Bible links both of these activities together with peace. Paul, when he was writing some exhortation to the church at Philippi, said, "When we pray and bring our petitions to God, the peace of God that transcends all understanding will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." That's Philippians 4 and 7. I have often said to myself, if there's an area in my life that I cannot pray about, that I cannot talk to God about, then what is it doing in my life? What is it doing in my thinking? I came across this quote the other day. "When life brings you something you can't stand, kneel. When life brings you something you cannot stand, kneel." Today we must remember to pray about everything. Only then will we have a heart of peace, peace of mind. The other important activity that we must seek as we seek peace is to read the Bible. The psalmist in the longest of the Psalms, 119, had this to say in verse 165, "Great peace have they who love your law, and nothing can make them stumble." Do you enjoy reading the Bible? Do you love reading the Bible? Today, we must remember to meditate on God's word. I end up with the questions I started with at the beginning. What is peace? Where can I find peace? Is peace something that can be real? Yes, peace is real. It can be found. And in the middle of the ups and downs of life, as we seek to find peace of heart and peace of mind, we must focus our trust on God. Remember that Jesus is our peace. We must pray about everything and meditate on God's word. Let us pray together. Father God, we acknowledge that you are our great God. We know that you are the God of peace. Thank you for your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. We thank you for your faithfulness that is so clearly seen in your provision of a way for us to come to you through personal faith in Jesus Christ for salvation. Father, help us. Help us to acknowledge your holiness and our sinfulness and to believe that Jesus Christ's death on the cross has paid the penalty for us all. Help us to repent and confess of our sinfulness and turn our lives to follow your ways. May we be motivated to tell others and to show others the significance of who Jesus really is. Encourage our hearts and strengthen us. May your peace, may the peace that Jesus promised, be evident in our lives, we pray. We thank you that we can know your faithfulness and understand something of your love as we uplift and exalt your name in our hearts and our minds today. We ask this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
More love to thee,
more love to thee, more love to thee, once earthly joy I craved, sought peace and rest, now thee alone I seek. Give what is best. This all my prayer shall be, more love, O Christ, to thee, more love to thee, more love to thee.
To thee.
the three songs we've just listened to encourage our hearts today. Firstly, the song More Love to Thee from Fernando Ortega from his album Shadow of Your Wings, a lovely softer number that challenges our hearts to move closer to our Lord. Fairest Lord Jesus, the old hymn, came from the soundtrack of the movie Amazing Grace. And then the third song was from one of Stuart Townend's new hymnmaker series, How Deep the Father's Love for Us. Trust you enjoyed those three songs. I certainly have. Thanks for being with me. Thanks for being with me just wherever you are. I pray that you have found today's Gift of Life for You program has been encouragement to your heart, and maybe it's challenged your thinking as well. I'd love to hear from you, so please do contact me, info@giftoflife.org.nz. That's info@giftoflife.org.nz. Do tell others about this program, and I'll be back again the same time, same place next week. You've been listening to The Gift of Life for You, a program of gospel music from the 70s, 80s, 90s, and today, with Christian comment and interviews, Bible readings and prayers. My name's Neville Stevenson. It's been my privilege to be with you, and I trust you've enjoyed the time together as we've enjoyed thinking about the peace that God brings to us. We've enjoyed music and comment as we've been together. Our theme for today's Gospel Hour was just that, peace I leave with you. Our key verse from John 14 and verse 27, peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. Our quote came from Jerry Bridges from his book, The Practice of Godliness, and he had this to say about peace. He said, peace should be the hallmark of every godly person, first because it's a godlike trait. God is called the God of peace several times in the New Testament. He took the initiative to establish peace with rebellious men, and he's the author of both personal peace as well as peace among men. Peace should be part of our character because God has promised us his peace, because he has commanded us to let peace rule our lives, our relationships, and because peace is the fruit of the Spirit and therefore an evidence of his working in our lives. You've listened to a devotion as we thought together, or we talked together about peace. I trust that was a blessing and a help to you each one.
And that was the Gift of Life Gospel Hour brought to us by Neville Stevenson from Riverbend Church in Hawke's Bay. But before we wrap up, some notices from Crossroads Church.
Junior Cos Kids is a child-centred, hands-on, fun program designed to teach 3 to 6-year-olds about the wonderful love of God. Bible stories are taught in exciting ways by a team of dedicated leaders. Your kids will have all the chances to get creative, be silly, dance and sing, all whilst learning Bible stories and how much God loves them.
Mainly Music is held each Friday starting at 9:30 a.m. and again at 10:15 a.m. Children 4 years and under are encouraged to sing and dance to fun rhymes and songs. Children and adults are given morning tea, and parents are free to chat while their little people play. Book your child in at the Crossroads office.
If you need more details about anything coming up this week at Crossroads, check out www.crossroads.co.nz or pop down and see us at 220 Church Street, Palmerston North.
And that was the Gift of Life Gospel Hour, brought to us by Neville Stevenson from Riverbend Church in the Hawke's Bay. Don't forget, we've got a heap of stuff happening on Sunday and throughout the week at Crossroads. If you need more details about anything coming up this week at Crossroads, check out our website www.crossroads.co.nz or pop down and see us at 220 Church Street, Palmerston North.